Hello and welcome to the Body Shepherd podcast. This show gives the guidance you need for the fit life you want. Hosted by Dan Krask, certified personal trainer and owner of Body Shepherd.
Hey, welcome back. This is Dan Krask, certified personal trainer, owner of Body Shepherd. And in this season, we're going through some questions that I tend to get asked. And in this episode, we're going to cover, is exercise variety really all that important? But first, I want to tell you how to reach me. You can reach me at bodyshepherd.com. That's BodyShepherd.com. You can also find Body Shepherd on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And you can also just send a message, a direct message through any of those platforms and reach me directly if you have any inquiries about training or the Season 1 General Nutrition Guide, which is on the website, by the way, in a very, very user-friendly format. Hope you go check that out. But yeah, reach me. I'm here to answer all your questions and maybe even we can work together. Okay, so the gist of this question is simply the person who's coming into training, they have a need. They know that they need to learn how to do the basics in the gym and they want to get in shape and lose some weight, lose some body fat. However, I encounter this scenario quite a bit. And it goes something like this. Person comes into the gym, meets with a trainer, signs up, and there's an expectation that every single workout is going to have some new twist on it or have some of the latest, greatest science involved, some of the latest tricks, air quotes, in training to make the workout interesting and fun, another set of air quotes. And it's got to be something new every single time. Otherwise, oh, I'm just going to check out and I get bored and give up. And so there's this emphasis placed on exercise variety that I want to poke a stick at because I get this question sometimes. Is exercise variety really all that important? And unfortunately, this is a question that has a yes-no answer. I really tried to avoid yes-no answer questions for this season of the podcast, but this is kind of unavoidable because yes, exercise variety to the degree that you have to have variety just to stimulate different muscle groups. So yeah, you have to, I would encourage you to start off with a full body routine and move into something after that that focuses on particular muscle groups based on their function, their primary functions, and stimulate secondary muscles and get into making you more strong and mobile and losing body fat in the process. Exercise variety, on the other hand, is not there to make it more emotionally interesting for you. Exercise variety is not there for your psychological well-being. And that's where I think we have to kind of camp out a little bit and unpack this. So if you're coming to exercise with the expectation that it has to be something different and new every single time, you're setting yourself up for failure because you've got it all wrong. That's a dangerous mindset that's already predestined to failure before you even step foot in the gym. If that's your thing, that oh, it's got to be new, it's got to be interesting, it's got to be, you know, something different every time. Sorry, that just doesn't work. Instead, those who have success at dropping body fat, getting in shape, what their attitude towards exercise is that this is a discipline. First and foremost, it's a discipline, and then discipline means that you're going to do it whether you feel like it or not. There are some groups out there that I won't name that have a really nice phrase that says, bring the body, the mind will follow. I like that phrase a lot because it really emphasizes the discipline part of putting your body into doing something that you don't necessarily emotionally want to do, but physically you need to for a goal, you know, drop body fat, get in shape, get your doctor off your back, that kind of stuff. So right off the bat, exercise should never be approached from it has to be fun, has to be different, has to have a lot of variety. If you come to exercise with that kind of mindset, you will fail. Now, in response to that, some folks have said to me, well, Dan, then I just can't do it. I just can't do it. I'm not going to be able to, if I have to go through the grind of doing this every day, then I know I don't want to do it, then I'm just not going to get in shape. And my answer to that kind of statement is simply, you are correct. If you are dead set that exercise has to be something with a ton of variety, lots and lots of fun, and cater to your psychological and emotional needs, then I would, if I were you, do a couple things. One, I would accept the fact you're probably going to die young. You probably, if you have children, you probably won't live to see grandkids. Number two, just get start setting aside instead for your kids' college fund, set aside money for you, the medical burdens that are going to come from your obesity problem later on in life. I don't mean to be a jerk about this, but that's just the reality of what's going to happen to your body over time as you let obesity set in. And number three, just for day-to-day living, drop the misery. This is your choice. If you have decided that you are going to be obese and you want to just give up because your psychological and emotional needs are not being met by exercise, then you don't have a right. You're dropping your right to have the emotional response to it that it's exercise's fault or whatever, that you're so unhappy from being overweight. Those are three fundamental truths that most trainers are never going to tell you because I kind of have to be a jerk, right, to say all that kind of stuff. But it is nonetheless absolute fact that your quality of life will diminish if you're just going to let yourself go. And if you're putting an undue burden on exercise to meet needs that it was never designed to meet. So exercise variety in the sense of your emotional and psychological needs in terms of happiness and fun and virility and, you know, all that stuff. No, it was never intended for that. It's not supposed to do that. However, this is what I see. Those who approach exercise from a almost kind of like from a utilitarian perspective and say, okay, this is what I got to do. And they stick to the discipline of doing it and they give it some time. I'm going to suggest 3 months, around 90 days. I have yet to encounter someone who does that, who completely drops all of the emotional baggage around exercise. And I've met a couple of people who are still kind of toting around some of that emotional baggage in a handbag, and they're not telling me about it. But those who have completely just gone all into the discipline of exercise end up really, really enjoying it. What I see happen time and time again, and this is what happened in my life when I was journeying out of obesity, is the needs that I had or that I thought I had were lower needs. They were small needs. I didn't realize how small they were until I found something that could replace them. These emotional, you know, feeling kind of needs. And what I found is that through the practice of exercise and discipline and disciplining my body changed. And I liked those changes. I was losing weight and I was getting more fit. I was getting stronger. I wanted to do more with this new body and this lighter body and this new muscle. Of course, the compliments helped. And so all of the positive and emotional and psychological benefits from that, not the workouts themselves, but from the effects of the workouts, ended up overriding whatever baggage that I originally had. And that is what I see in Body Shepherd clients who have stuck with it, you know, for a long, long time, well over a year into their programs, they're still working with me or working with the Body Shepherd program. That's what they experience on a daily basis. They're enjoying it. They're seeing those benefits. And suddenly they don't need the fun and the variety and all of that stuff. Because what they've found is something that is more substantial, has more quality to it, has increased their quality of life. It's like they've gone deeper, right? They've gone deeper into something that exercise and getting healthy provided that exercise variety could never have done. Okay, so that's one side of it. I'd like to cover more of a functional side to exercise variety, and that is exercise variety required to reach your goals and, you know, drop body weight? You know, let's say you're coming at this and you say, Dan, I don't have any of those emotional baggages or any of those psychological expectations from exercise. I just want to know, do I need exercise variety to reach the goal of dropping, you know, whatever, 30 pounds, 70 pounds, 100 pounds, 200 pounds, whatever? Is exercise variety needed for that? And the answer to that is no, it is not. I'd like you to think about a word that comes up in exercise quite a bit, and that is the word repetition or reps. You're within a set of an exercise is made up of a certain number of repetitions. And repetitions is just doing the same thing over and over, right? Repetition, that's how you learn it. You've also probably heard people mention a phrase called the mind-muscle connection. And that too comes from repetition. The more you do something, the more you can really feel the muscle, the more you get in touch with what does it really feel like to feel a bicep contract? What does it really feel like to feel your glutes contract? What does it feel like to feel your calves contract? These kinds of things. And that is only possible through repetition. And the same applies with the idea of exercise variety, that you do not need a lot of exercise variety to reach most goals. What you do need is a small set of really good quality exercises done in repetition so that you get to know them better and better and better over time, years even, so that you can do them in a more quality type of way. So the idea of variety then switches. No longer are we talking about exercise variety of the types of exercises that we would do within a workout. Instead, what we're talking about is the variety of how you do those exercises. So by that, what I mean is how much weight are you doing on a particular exercise, okay? And then using that kind of weight, that kind of resistance, how many repetitions are you aiming to do for how many different sets? Or can I throw this at you? How many repetitions are you planning to do within a set amount of time? Okay. So you could take any exercise and change just the variables of resistance amount, number of sets, number of reps, or number of or amount of time that you'll be doing reps. And you have ample variety. You've got a little matrix there of probably a dozen different ways you could change things up and make it challenging for something as simple as like, lunges or squats or whatever, bench press. And even in that, if you're doing like a press, you could use a barbell, you could use bands, you could use dumbbells, you could use kettlebells. So there's a lot of variety even within the particular exercise when we're talking about the type of equipment being used. But then the other part of variety that never gets talked about, and this is really important when I'm working with someone for me to emphasize, is the variety involved with tempo. So how long are we spending to get in and out of the movement? Okay, so tempo is super important. And then rest between sets. Tempo and rest between sets are big factors concerning variety that you can use to breathe a lot of new life into your workouts. So tempo, rest, repetitions, resistance, time, these are all variables you can use within a small number of exercises and change those throughout time, throughout your workout calendar. And boom, you've got all the ample exercise variety you need to attain your goal. So you could start off by lifting very heavy and going for a shorter number of repetitions and a shorter number of sets. That would be one way to go about things for a while. You could then do a lighter load, a lighter resistance, go for longer sets with more repetitions, and maybe even more sets. With reduce the amount of rest between there to keep the heart rate elevated, and boom, all of a sudden you may have entered into, zone number two for heart rate conditioning, where you're now in the quote-unquote fat-burning zone. So lots of factors you can introduce to exercises without necessarily changing the exercises themselves. And dare I say that the more variety you try to introduce into your database of workout of exercises that you do, they just are less familiar because of the sheer fact you're not doing them as much. So that's it. I hope you've enjoyed this. I hope this has been somewhat helpful. Exercise variety is needed to attain goals, but it was never intended to carry on emotional baggage or emotional needs that you may have as an individual. Do let me know if this episode caused any questions to come to mind. I'd be happy to talk with you about exercise variety. You can reach me at bodyshepherd.com, bodyshepherd.com. Be happy to answer any and all questions. I get those messages myself. And as I end every episode, the only way we go from here is onward.